of seeking to promote the intelligibility of seeking a viewpoint from which the principles, specific perspectives associated the sort of awareness of conceptual possibilities implicit in direct reflection on imaginative and intuitive reflection on out of imaginative and intuitive resources upon the ways in which conceptual structure of the descriptive language of one theory what it has in common, as it were, the traditions within which it stands, the broad traditions and the broad ontological scheme with which it has features in common from which it is regarded as deriving, and the way in which they might, reconciliation might be effected on the basis of, as it were, more detailed exploration, investigation of the ways in which that structure relates to mathematical formalism, and in which the Hooker wants to argue is in fact the source of the difficulties in interpretation of QM, and his reasons for his sympathy towards Boehm's program of attempting to find by concentrating on the significance of informal conceptual structure to find a way of motivating the construction, not just construction of a covering theory within the resources of the existing foundations of the mathematics currently employed in the theory at the level, but by motivating it directly, by directly motivating the construction of employment of new kind of mathematics, or indeed the construction of exploration of the conceptual possibilities, the whatever possibilities appear to present themselves in the context of a mathematical investigation, investigation in pure mathematics of the kind of structures which might intuitively speaking be said to be thought of as providing a more natural representation, more natural expression of ideas of monism and interdependency, the greatest quotation. This indeed seems to batten on the idea of set theory as resting upon sort of a apprehension of the abstract form, abstract particulars. The Cantorian notion of and of metaphysical conception of individuality of the kind discussed in Mabry, and the going along with the idea of the structure of the mathematical formalism as a sort of transposition of structural transposition of the principle of intelligibility of the ontology in this way, in contrast to the vectorial scheme, but in fact both rest as mathematical structures on a foundation of set theory. Pair the remarks in Putnam about abstract possible structures. Compare the remarks about makes about kinds of mathematization required. You're going to have to reject that completely. But to go right back to what was said much earlier on in the second part of the last, second half of the last tape, the reason for not wanting to, for agreeing with Doherty that the meaning of the connectives is fundamental, the semantic or primitives, the as it were, notion of syntax as being answerable to, responsible to semantic notions, particularly, to our not being able to regard the algebraic Abelian probably the purely algebraic approach to logic, the idea of the true and false as just a two-element set, and the Boolean algebra as reflection, the Boolean algebra approach to classical logic, or even some more Boolean algebras and even more general lattices. Pair also, Lovers, generalized pure logic, is very much of a piece with the idea, one to argue entirely erroneous idea, which also, of course, the notion of partial objects and partial functions as being perhaps more fundamental than totally defined ones, because the very notion of the kind of principle of intelligibility of the ontology, so a structural transposition of the principle of intelligibility of the ontology in terms of following which, as it were, the frequently indicated, frequently postulated qualitative characteristic of the ontology of classical mathematics, of our mathematical theories, which is contrasted with the kind of revision of the openness to revision, the corrigibility of the most fundamental notions, fundamental principles, notion of intelligibility of ontology of our physical theories on the, for instance, on the Boehm reading as connected with our most fundamental conceptions of order and the notion of the plurality, the kind of ontological change in physics that's postulated in the opposition of the two great ontological schemes as discussed in Hooker. The sort of revision there finding its transposition in the mathematics. Of course, it's completely wrong, absolutely up a gum tree. The one connection in which that idea might seem to arise would be precisely in this idea, you know, the idea of every event as occupying a place in, as it were, preordained catalogue, space-time as no longer being on the alternative, as a purely probabilistic alternative, which we do require. The kind of, certainly we require the kind of notion of serial order, not in order to get our, motivate our probability calculator, as it were, the ontology, the apparent intimate connection between the ontology of the atomic, atomistic conception of the domain, and the probability of the syntax of our probabilistic calculi, of our probability calculi as discussed in Hooker. Compare the power set algebra as being, as it were, he argues, sort of structural transposition of the metaphysics of the atomistic ontology. This is absolutely daft because we can, a vectorial schema, certainly need to be able to apply the operation of power set to. Well, to what? Well, to the values of the variables of our... we must form the initial conception that the answer... the question, what are the domains of variation of values of variables as classically quantified, disquantified in this theory, and our analysis of the existential quantifier itself as being careful of being given via the free variable bound on free variables, and we can get existential quantification down to just functional abstraction and application and identity. The notion of functional abstraction itself, of course, and the truth values also, we can get them down, but of course we have to have an independent understanding of the notion of the truth values if we're going to understand the convertibility of the operations of functional abstraction and application. The idea of functional abstraction, the use of functional abstraction freed of all tie to the specifics of argument value pairs, treatment of functions in functional under functional abstraction, as well as under composition, because under composition, because the intuitive set theory, the absolutely it's so, inevitable intuitive notion of set theory, the kind that Mayberry criticizes as having to operate alongside the axiomatic, the formal set theory, both underlying any mathematical, conception of structure that we can form in mathematics, and indeed, insofar as mathematics supplies the foundations for all our physical theories in the physical world, also the kind which appears. Insofar as the remarks about power set algebra, see the remarks about algebraic structural product, the algebraic structure of the product, as to be not properly grasped, and at which you would argue, of course, have to underlie any physical theory, whatever, any mathematical. Theory, whatever, any theory which wanted to give an account of the correct notion of function in general. That is precisely why, of course, in the type-free calculi, the logical space construction, Scott had to make the point about the two absolutely separated distinct abstract objects, the idea of completely partial structure, just as it were, investigation in logical algebraic possibilities, investigate in the same sense in which we investigate logical algebraic possible structures, purely the purely logical notion of possible structure. The idea, of course, of predicate logic as a subsystem of set theory, as in Mayberry, indicating also the correct role of semantic notions in the foundations of mathematical theories. And of course, semantics, we want to, as scientific realists, we want to argue the role of semantic devices in giving a correct account of the capacities of language-using individuals in the world and the articulation of structure in the domains of physical, as it were, the so-called physical object region, as discussed in Strauss, and the articulation of structure in one, as it were, domain, conception of which domain of variation of values and variables we form as a domain in the natural world, as the area of application of relative to a particular level of description with which a physical theory deals, as involving informal ontological hypotheses, as dealing with particular kinds of structures, processes, and entities, is as it were arising. Morphology, as it regards the internal morphology and the individuation itself, indeed, they're arising as entities which postulate as the objects of investigation. That theory does, in fact, reflect a morphic conception of identity, a structure of a certain kind as having, as it were, arisen from, we would say, variation in more fundamental, on the part of more fundamental kinds of structure, the opposition, which is postulated here, as if as we make it intelligible, as it were, outside the mathematics of the mathematical formalisms, the opposition of the principles of ontology sketched by Berne, the notion of zoomorphic conception of identity as a structure of a particular sort, structure of that particular sort as arising on the basis as a particularly restricted values of variables of thought of as varying over domains in the natural world of which we form a particular conception, rather than a particular conception of that domain itself, which was thought of as in the covered theory as autonomous as the object of a particular level of description in the levels hypothesis, rather in the kind of reduction which we now wish to effect is thought of as having arisen for us, given ourselves as conceptualizing kinds of structure. The most question of whether the most fundamental kinds of conceptualization, the most fundamental notions in terms of which conceptualization of structure in the domains, in this one intentional sense of domains, of sort of as a sort of domain is in the natural world, how the fundamental notion itself might be subject to revision on the basis of a new conception formed apparently not with the aid of that fundamental conception, the as not answerable to the conception of the ways that the forms of relations of values of variables and that as they vary over domains in the natural world. What form of relationship is possible might be that on the basis of an ontological conception of the way in which the variation in one structure with respect to some parameter in is actually determined by was it were an aspect of actually seen as an aspect of global morphology. Form a conception of it as involving an entirely autonomous structure, but the autonomy of that structure is relative to, well, certainly to particular morphic conception, particular timescale, and in the characteristic timescale. And it is also thought of in terms of conceptualization of the subject matter, for instance, the locality of the interaction, which is built into the, be argued into the mathematical formalism itself, which forms the, say background of expression of the, within which we formulate the syntax of theoretical laws. Well, it's a bit woolly that. See, for instance, Siegel's remarks on analysis. The kind of the idea that we might have to make a complete break with this and look for alternative mathematical concepts which transcend the scope of say, theoretical foundations. Particularly see the remarks which Sachs makes about non-linearity go into this in great detail. All Sachs remarks and so on show that they don't hold up, but see the kind of project that they suggested. Now, I don't in fact think that these ideas are coherent at all. Wildly metaphysical speculation, but idea of as we're modelling determinate structure, the kind of, again, reverting to the qualitative characterization of the kinds of ontology, static versus dynamic being the two most frequently encountered polarities, Marx and von Wright and elsewhere. And some of the remarks encountered in Lorvere. So reverting to this purely qualitative characterization of the kinds of ontology, the stability of the ontology. sociology of classical mathematics. So that's good. The idea of a radically new kind of mathematization structure reflecting the new, as a more fundamental conception of order, which the old conception of order is expressed in the, it's argued, ostensibly expressed in particular kinds of mathematical structure, is a reflection of those. Is it to be now to be viewed as a well limiting case, would perhaps demand a formulation on the basis of partial notions of partial objects, are totally defined objects emerging from partial objects. Look particularly at all your nets on Scott on type 3 calculator, you'll see you can't in fact do that. But the idea of the two absolutely separated objects is being needed to start with. Compare the remarks about pre-geometry and the sort of monistic context in which the notion of pre-geometry occurred. It seemed to indicate we have to decisively reject that, and therefore, and in doing so, reject the idea of a return to some of principle of intelligibility for ontology based on notions of monism and independence, rather than any whatever notions of independence and of global as opposed to local structure we can form, or notions of global as opposed to local within the context of mathematics, strictly within the context of mathematics, not in any way contravening the scope of existing set theoretical foundations. Just how that is done, you will show in detail. Look, for instance, at the global and local relations of global and local structure of the kind discussed in EJ Post. Whatever to do with the seeming locale, because of the locality of the apparent locality of the basis in, as it were, local intuition of local as opposed to global structure of the notion of point particle itself, and the notion of, as well, connected that with that of point set topology, rather. Point set topology is no transcendence of the scope of existing. So, point set topology, the sense in which that is transcended in the notion of pre geometry, does certainly not involve the kind of relationships, is still as well relationships of points, the kind of considerations involved in, for instance, the Berm's notion of totally unfolded structure. Seems to be a connection there, and to the extent that you rejected these speculations touched on earlier as incoherent, we reject this notion also as incoherent, and we shall say you want to reject that whole course of thought, but do look, for instance, at global as opposed to local structure in the context of the formalism of twister theory and its extension, need a test case of the distinction between the way that mathematical formalism is involved in the perspective of the development of mathematical formalism is involved in an understanding of the ways that functions are, as it were, are formalized within particular mathematical theories as these are applied in physics, and indeed the way that put it, see a bit more about the notion of non-linear sheaves here, and say rather more about sheaves and quantifiers and the negative conclusions that you've reached about Lovier's program. You must go back to first base and say something more about first of all, the relationship between non-atomism and kinds of reservations that one might have, certain kinds of non-atomism, and the kind of conceptual change, corrigibility is postulated by some authors, see the remarks from Siegel and so on, or for the for mathematical theories themselves, the relationship between the ways that variables to be thought of as varying over the domains of in the natural world and in the domains of our formalized theories, the certain ontological hypotheses which would certainly stand in the traditions which have been certainly have been undeniably influential certain research programs within the both philosophy of science and the interpretation of theories, and indeed connected directly with the development bunch, which will show cannot possibly provide a basis for the resolution of the problems of bringing together conceptually and mathematically disparate theories of the most fundamental kind in the way that some authors, for instance Boehm and Gray, seem to suggest that they can. Rather, if they could, the idea that they would transcend the scope of existing set theoretical foundations, the errors involved there throws light on a number of discussions, particularly about the priority of syntactic as opposed to semantic conceptions of logical theory. And what, as it were, the most fundamental, conceptually fundamental notions in logic, and in the relationship between foundations and organisation. See the remarks in Scott. Anyway, that you're going to go into in much greater detail and show just how they are related. Say something more technically about sheaves and quantifiers, as well as about serials and sort of hyperfunctions in the course of doing so. And the remarks that, for instance, that IMH makes about ramified type theory as the language we need for the description of the world, pair the sort of contingent relationship between the values of between the employment of particular mathematical structures in the as in the organization of articulation of physical hypotheses of highly mathematically sophisticated formulations of hypotheses. Compare general theories of the kind which certainly don't admit testability in the Popperian sense. Compare the, as it were, the degeneracy or otherwise of the research program itself. For instance, particularly in twister theory, how as a research program it's clearly it appears to be immensely fruitful, and the way, the direction in which it leads is somewhat different. The, for instance, our view of non-linearity, the clarification of the non-linear-linear distinction as having been seen initially as perhaps connected with directly with questions about the concepts, the kind of the view touched on in Dirac about the form requires the formulation of completely novel concepts in the for its expression, mathematical concepts. Rather, we shall see that the axiomatic foundations of the upon the most fundamental notions, as those do in fact rule, involve our ruling out a particular view of well, we said the metaphysical notion of individuality. We have no metaphysical notion of individuality. We do have and in a sense we no longer have the idea of the universe as constituted by as a plurality of entities with structures with respect to the conceptual resources of the doctrine in question. They are to be thought of as terms of the, it's not a question of their participating in particular relationships. Rather, it's a question of particular kinds of relationships as defined in the mathematical formalism as defining in their turn the kinds of relationship in which the actually the parameters which are regarded as characteristic of the those entities stand and with respect to which they can be correlated, with respect to which the relationships of the parameters can be correlated. We can see where postulation of a new kind of fundamental as a property explanatory property is to be postulated. We certainly don't think of those properties as in any sense inhering in objects, but rather as fundamental conceptual notions required by the conceptual structure of descriptive language, one which is now free from any question of as well intelligibility, the ontology in the old sense demanded by a view of the traditions in which a particular theory stands as being uppermost, rather guiding our interpretation of it, see the rejection of Hooker's view about the reasons for the difficulty in the interpretation of QM, look rather at the notion of quantization itself, for instance. In this context, it's more at the structure of the equations of the particular, well, for instance, properties of the mathematical structure involved in the equations, particular aspects of the structure of the system of quantities involved in the system of quantities, usually the quantities of mathematical formalism as involved in the definition of the relationship of equation forms, and that we look, and we then, in terms of the development, we then look for what is physically interpretable. We then look in terms of existing grasp on and ways in which grasp of the relationship between mathematical formalism and conceptual sensitivity involved in the development of that formalism, those which have proved fruitful in the past. This is which in fact really we rely on our own ingenuity, and particularly our ingenuity in seeing how the different, apparently different equivalent ways of viewing the formula, the notion of a particular mathematical object, such as the twister, the equivalent, various equivalent, ostensibly equivalent ways of viewing it mathematically are different involved, which may turn out to be most fundamental in allowing the sort of generalization that is required by the conceptual sensitivities, the sort of requirements which we pose for, if it is to be a most general, it is to to be able to recover, to reformulate the, recover those properties of the equations which we regard as, of our covering theory, which we regard as indispensable, the, which is where, for which we provide a conceptual justification, though the equation itself may be indeed slightly, we're talking now in terms of the mathematical reformulation, complete mathematical reformulation of the equation of covering theory, rather than its, as it were, conceptual motivation. But the idea of the non-linearity of the equations of GR as being quite fundamental, as I'm not being able to get back purely to particle-based formulation in Minkowski space as adequate for, and as indicating, for instance, the kind of, well, in a sense also as reflecting the kind of ontology of the covering theory which we are to adopt, compare rather the description. It might be argued that the prejudice in favour of approaching nonlinear structure in GR as nonlinear and as viewing the certainly in the context, of course, in which Black Sox and so on actually want to regard the linear structures in some way built up from fundamentally nonlinear structure, nonlinear structure in the sense of some mathematics encountered in analysis as just defined, rather concern is raising questions for the foundations of the theory. The primitive conceptual basis of the theory, the argument there is where a sort of ontological commitment involved when we talk about the relations between primitive conceptual bases in the way that Castagway does. We want to argue that this is to be rejected, this is just an unmathematical way of viewing it. Perhaps we have to view it unmathematically, since we are, our concern here is with questions of ontology, which do arise at the level of relationship between the conceptual structure and mathematical formalism as the adoption of, as we regard the success of a vindication of any particular research program in this area as of significance for the way in which we want to interpret the theory as is indicating what kinds of entities and structures there really are in the world. We can perhaps no longer say it will be very, very misleading if we say in what way the conception of these picture of these differs from those provided or indicated by other theories, but certainly the broad historical traditions in which they stand are important for understanding C, for instance. And if we, but it's particularly important to grasp that if we try and actually keep those in closely to mind throughout the development, would allow our exposition, for instance, our awareness of conceptual possibilities to the sense that is controlled, remains close to, remains under the control of our view of the relations between principles of intelligibility and ontology that is derived from our reflection of abstraction, regards the kind of abstraction. Kind of conceptual abstract form and the opposition between them here as the subject matter of the study of the presuppositions of physical theories and of mathematics, and if we simulate that to the mathematical relations between structures which arise in mathematical formalisms and the way in which we treat their relations to attempt to simulate the treatment of that. Of the latter to the former, in the way that, for instance, Walker appears to do when he discusses the relationship between the conceptual structure and the mathematical formalism, see the remarks he makes, then we do run the danger of running right into severe difficulties and of ending up in very speculative metaphysics. And this, we shall argue, is what Lord Wehrstein, you want to show exactly how he has turned out to be wrong. The tapes following on now were made on the 23rd of March 1978, and before you finish this particular section of taping, do make sure that you include, first of all, the very general remarks you wanted to frame, considering the rather touching on the introduction, and particularly the notes you wanted to make about the assimilation of all, concerning the assimilation of incomplete expressions to that of proper names, making it dependent on the treatment of proper names, the paradontological thesis which underlies that in the case of Dummett's book on Frege. Compare the remarks about the Frege reading, Frege identity reading of equations of mathematical theories of physics, and more generally the context of inter-theoretic explanation in which we say that the structure of one postulated ostensible structure of one system of quantities in the mathematical quantities and the relationship between the mathematical quantities of mathematical formalism and the putative physical quantities, the way that we envisage the putatively physically significant quantities fundamentally fundamentally significant physical quantities with respect to the putative or ostensible ontology of the model of the theory as being related, the way we've envisaged this as being related, the examples in from your tapes of maths and physics seminars. And here you have to make the distinction between the heuristic context or heuristic considerations which guide the development of and application to, for instance, the unification of structures arising in the mathematical formalism of some theory of the properties of functions as formalized in some mathematical theory and the sort of heuristic considerations involved here. The argument that there is some kind of absolutely fundamental conceptualization which has already occurred, see Siegel's remarks, which reflects a commitment to the sort of conceptual descriptive language, conceptual form of descriptive language, conceptual presuppositions of descriptive language, which might come under criticism, which might, if they were to be abandoned, we would find ourselves looking for a mathematical language system in which ideas of monism interdependence could be more naturally expressed, in which, as it were, non-linearity was fundamental and linearity entered at the sort of derivative level. A most extraordinary idea. Does that, the remarks which, for instance, made in Sachs and elsewhere, anyway, that's you're going to have to go back to that later on and think about it more clearly when you have cleared your head of guitar. Looking at now, this is the 23rd of March 1978 in the morning. Mark on page 288 of Hooker's article on metaphysics and modern physics, that the basic theory of quantum mechanics is non-relativistic and one has great difficulty in developing a relativistic version of it. The reasons for the difficulty seeming to lie deep in the mathematical structure of the theory. In the resolution of the mathematical difficulties, the difficulties which lie deep in the mathematical structure of the theory, is to adopt a sort of mathematical viewpoint, an investigation of the mathematical possibilities, relatively in fact, completely untainted by any attempt at sort of prior prior determination of the significance of those mathematical approaches in terms of the sort of conceptualization of the world which they putatively ostensibly might reflect, or which we might regard them as reflecting. Certainly the whole idea, language of set theoretics and structure, as it were, reflecting a conceptualization of the world. Maybe true as far as it goes, but if it's extended, as certainly Hooker seems to want to extend it in his article on the language of theories, on global theories, and on systematic realism article, argue for a completely foundationless epistemology of science, in the sense that he certainly seems to regard mathematics as a proper part of our scientific knowledge, mathematical, the language of mathematical description. All mathematics is a language for description. The transfer of the referential, potentially referential component of mathematical theories, thought of in terms of Platonistic ontology of set theory, to the heuristic component, as advocated by Castongue, mutual stimulation and fertilization. The theories involved, as I say, the recognition of means of proving important and sort of deep fundamental theorems on the basis of viewed informally, a sort of qualitative perception of the kinds of structure that are involved. If we think of some, for instance, quantity in the mathematical formalism as in such a way, in a way suggested by plausibility arguments concerning the treatment of a particular class of functions in context of some other theory, mathematical theory, in which the properties of those functions are formalized, and we see there must be plenty of examples of this, developing a mathematical language for application in science, in application to physical description. The putative primitive conceptual basis in the sense of the motivation, the initial motivation in the sense of Sparling and Penrose's remarks about if you find it about discreteness, is soon lost sight of and doesn't in fact show up as relevant to the actual mathematical development and conditioning in any immediate approximate sense, the immediate or approximate sense, the way, rather, uses to which we put the awareness of the mathematical significance of, purely mathematical significance of viewing a particular structure arising in the formalism from a particular mathematical viewpoint in order to affect the conceptual unification of the treatment of that structure in one mathematical context with its treatment in another. See examples of this. This is these remarks made a few minutes later. Question whether and how strategy adopted for the resolution of mathematical problems lie deep in the mathematical structure of the theory. It's a question of affecting the unification of the two conceptually and mathematically disparate theories. Mathematically disparate theories might be sensitive to the sort of conceptual considerations over here.